You know, when the news broke yesterday afternoon after the jury finished its Jenga game and then declared somebody a solitaire winner, it went, all right, everybody ready to go home and be alive? Let's do it. Justin sent a group message out, Mr. Barrett's producer, and our signal chat. I know. You do know that that's not secure. You do know that the CIA made signal. And the only way that you can ever be secure, you 29-year radio jerk, is to use smoke signals, tin cans, strings, and walkie-talkies, jerk. Yeah, you're a carrier pigeon. I know, I'm going to get hate mail. You know. You tell people to use the Signal app and it's compromised. Yeah, dude, I know. I get it. Everything is freaking compromised. Anyway. The little conversation that just ensued amongst us was, who's going to want to be a Metropolitan Police Department cop now? If I was a cop in Minneapolis, I'd just go ahead and quit. If I worked for any Metropolitan Police Department where there are libtards anywhere nearby, which is almost everywhere, I'd quit. You know what the end result of this ought to be? Good men and some women, unfortunately, that have put themselves into harm's way and public entities want to pay them to do it. Quit. Give the libtards, the revolutionistas, what they want. By the by, Maggie O'Connell had a video. We can't play it because it got too many F-bombs in it. I guess we could bleep it out. Of a guy standing in the middle of a street proclaiming victory and justice with a bullhorn who has stopped traffic in all directions, proclaiming that he is HMFNIC, literally, and this is the start of the revolution. He says revolution. I'm like, you know what? You want your revolution? We're going to give it to you because we're going to leave your city. We're going to let you burn it down if you want to, and there are not going to be any cops to come and bail you. When you call 911, they're going to send a social worker. That's what ought to be the result of this. Stop fighting these people. You can't negotiate with irrationality and a lack of simple reason, God-given reason. So just give them what they want. Leave their cities, move back out into the country, grow your own food, start making our own stuff, and be done with these people. And if they try and encroach on that property, that's when this whole discussion about sovereignty and the right of home rule and real patriotism comes in. You're not coming in here. Here. Move to Florida. Can you find Chief, you played it yesterday, Maggie, Chief Grundy's clip from, this is a picture of happy people. In Florida, people like to be happy, and they like to come to Florida to be happy. We want to see to it that they remain happy. So don't be moving in here from the north there and bringing your stupid ideas and your idiotic votes with you. If you come into our state and vote the way you did, you're going to try and turn it into the hell that you just left. That's the George Floyd message.
I've got something I want you to see. This is what we enjoy in Florida. This is the Florida we know and love. This is what our governor, our speaker, our president, this is what all these law enforcement officers and administrators and sheriffs and police chiefs and their officers do every day. They guarantee an environment where you can come here and have fun. Heck, you can even have more fun. Here's another picture.
People like camp pictures.
This is the Florida we know and love. We're a special place, and there are millions and millions of people who like to come here, and quite frankly, we like to have them here. So we only want to share one thing as you move in hundreds a day. Welcome to Florida. But don't register to vote and vote the stupid way you did up north. You'll get what they got.
I love that. Now here, listen to the verdict being read by Judge Cahill. To the count of blah, 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 the jury finds the juror number 19. You know they had 96 jurors. Did you know that? Did you know that the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the local fish wrap there, published, they basically doxed all 96 of those jurors? This is going to get overturned on an appeal. Chauvin's not going to jail. Sentence is not for 8 weeks. They won't appeal it until the sentencing is handed down. And the judge will, of course, go, he'll just look in the book and go, oh, I can sentence you to 192 years in three consecutive terms. And I do. And if you even think about applying for parole, we're going to add another 192 years to it. By the way, solitary confinement for you in chains with a 400-pound ball you will carry around with pictures of Mr. Floyd tattooed on your forehead. Every time you look in the mirror, you will see the racist act that you committed. Here is the judge. Now, again, I ask a simple question. How are you guilty of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter all at the same time? Manslaughter means you didn't mean to kill. You did something stupid, but you didn't mean to do it to kill. So how can you be guilty of manslaughter and murder? Here, listen to the verdict.
Members of the jury, I will now read the verdicts as they will appear in the permanent records of the 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota, County of Hennepin, District Court, 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, Defendant. Verdict, Count 1. Court file number 27, CR 20-12646. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to Count 1, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 2. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 2, third-degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 3. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 3, second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Jury foreperson 019.
Well, it didn't say manslaughter. It said culpable negligence, whatever that is. What is, again, I don't understand what the point of having the trial was, because the verdict was a foregone conclusion. Now, I told you what my misgivings about the operations of the police departments and their various makeups, that they've become militarized, and that's an unfortunate byproduct of the revolution that has destroyed the family, destroyed community life. And basically, it's destroyed every civilized thing that it has touched. And the only reason that we remain, that we have some civility here, is because Christianity and Catholicism prevails in the hearts and minds of millions. For all of its failings, for all of the heresies and blasphemies, for all the lukewarm ninnies out there that don't practice the faith, don't have time for it, they're still baptized. Many of them are still confirmed. Many of you that aren't Catholics, baptized. That comes with attendant graces. You get graces. You can't, and they're indelible. They don't come off the soul, no matter how rotten of a person that you become. And you can always revert to them. And it is those graces of Christianity that one receives by these religious acts that keep the civil part of this society civil. Otherwise, you know what would happen next? The other cops that are on the scene, oh, you're going down too. I'm actually surprised that the other police, because there was four of them there. There were six, I want to say six or seven involved total, in toto. Why have they escaped? Maxine Waters' Pound of Flesh quest. By the way, did you see him out there? You know, I was at a local tavern last night. I'd say that 15% of people in that tavern, including the people that worked there, were wearing face diapers. The other 85% were like me and David Simpson and the brothers Care, no face diapers. Just like nothing had ever happened, almost. But on, and it's a sports bar, so everywhere there's televisions, and on, I told Mrs. O'Connell, I said, on every station, they weren't talking about sports. They went and got every black person that works at Fox Sports Nets, ESPN, NBC Sports, CBS Sports, you freaking name it, and they threw them all on air to pump the fist in and go, this is a good day for justice. Justice has finally been served up here. Okay, if justice has finally been served, are you going to go back to like just kind of like playing basketball now? Are you going to like, you know, stop kneeling national anthems? Not that I care about that, but are you going to actually go back to, can you take the names now off of the courts? Remember George Floyd or whoever? If you've learned one thing hanging out with me for 29 years on this radio show, what is it? What happens when you give in to libtards? Are they satisfied? Do they take their ball and go, oh, okay, thanks for playing the game. I won, but I'm going to go home now because I'm happy and I'm victorious. It's never enough for these people.